Welcome back, Wawa Land. Happy St. Patty's Day. I realize that a lot of you probably have plans to celebrate today, but don't forget to keep the party going tomorrow during the Firefighters Get Green Festival. To tell us all about it, we're actually turning to a really good friend of mine, Jeremy Bush, the president of the Fort Wayne Firefighters 124. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're already celebrating St. Patty's Day, at least all of us, besides producer Josh, which, by the way, you've not met my new producer. He's kind of newer to town. He comes to us from South Bend. He's been with us, I'd say, about 9-10 months. So this will be his first St. Patty's Day here in Fort Wayne. So, Jeremy, explain to Josh what the Firefighters Get Green Festival is all about.
Well, Get Green started back in 1999. It really started off as just a bunch of firemen going down to the river and, you know, celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Now it's turned into Fort Wayne's only family-friendly festival where it's our opportunity really to give back to the community. We get so much support throughout the year. This gives us an opportunity to give back to the community that supports us so much. So what we do is we throw a big family festival. We have the river greening down there around 11 o'clock. We got a five-kilt race first thing in the morning, some bounce houses, a heated tent. We do a Lucky Charms eating contest, a gold coin drop for the kiddos. There's DJ, fun, music all day long, and then we have the debutantes playing about 3 p.m. So it's really just trying to create a family-friendly environment where we just put on an event that's fun for the whole entire community.
Okay, you say family-friendly. Bushy, I know you know that I have a two-year-old. Is it still a great event for me to bring my kiddo she's that young?
Absolutely it is. She wants to get her picture taken with Lucky the Leprechaun down there. So you have to do that,
snap.
No matter what.
Yeah, for sure. And that Lucky Charms eating contest, I feel like she'd slay at that. Talk to me about the parking, because I always feel like that's the number one thing that people ask me when it comes to just festivals and events in general.
Absolutely. Downtown, you know, with construction and everything else going on. What we've done is if you get on getgreenfest.org, or if you go to our Facebook page, Fort Wayne Professional Firefighters 124, we have actually put a map on there. And if you guys could, it'd be great if you could put a link in something on WoWo.
That
would be fabulous. We've mapped out the locations where you can park. So there will be limited parking right at the event. However, there are several parking garages that are nearby that you can park in. So it should be adequate enough and should provide everybody an opportunity to park and come on down to the festival.
One little piece that's maybe not quite so kid-friendly. I know you have the beer tents that you mentioned. I'm curious, are the beer tents heated? Because it's going to be awfully cold tomorrow.
We are going to have about 8 heaters inside in there. So we're going to do our best to keep everybody warm. You know, it's March. Everybody should know it's going to be a little chilly.
True that.
Dress warm, but we are absolutely going to have heaters in there. You know, I do want to mention, I say this every year, you know, we're very fortunate to put on this event, but it wouldn't be possible without our sponsors, Hoosier Lottery and Fire Police, City County, Federal Credit Union. So thanks to them. But come on out. River greening, five-kilt race, Lucky Charms. Everything that's going on, this is all built for the community. It's all for you guys. So please come on down. Have a lot of fun. And I really hope to see you all there.
I hope to see you as well. Really quick, any cost associated with it, Bushy?
Nope. There's cost for the beer and stuff like that. But all of that money goes to charity. So everything we generate on the day all goes to local charity. So, but the tent's free. The music's free. There'll be some food and stuff down there. The bounce houses are free for the kiddos. So come on out, have fun, and you don't have to bring a ton of money with you.
Well, give me that website one more time.
Getgreenfest.org, or you can go on our Facebook page, Fort Wayne Professional Firefighters 124.
Bushy, I know you're busy getting all these last-minute details put together for this festival, so best of luck. I'm sure I'll see you there tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Kayla. Appreciate all you do for us. So you guys have a good day, and tell that new producer he's got a heck of a radio voice.
Yes, he does. That is Jeremy Bush, the president of the Fort Wayne Firefighters 124. Producer Josh may have heard that a time or two.
Podcasts by Federated Media.